news and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, Chad Hertzberger filling in once again this morning for Mark Lawrence. Glad to be with you on WKOK Sunrise. It is Tuesday morning, and we have two guests in the studio this morning. Art Thomas is here. He is the president of Diversified Construction and the president of MechTech. Good morning to you, Art.
Good morning. Hey, you know it's a good life when you don't have to turn your furnace on all the way through October.
I already did. There was one morning that it was a little chilly and my young kids were a little cold.
So come on, buck up, buck up.
If the kids weren't there, I probably wouldn't have turned it on yet. We have a second guest with us too, Melissa Bottofischer. She is here. She is the lead link coordinator for the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Kevin, you know, most importantly, you need to point out that Melissa is the president of the River Valley Senior Providers Group.
Well, we don't have that on my cheat sheet, so...
That's okay. I think I'm the president by default at this point, so it's okay.
So we're going to talk about the River Valley Senior Providers Group, and there is a new resource guide that you have out that we'd like to talk about. So tell us first about what is the RVSPG?
Yep, River Valley Senior Providers Group is what RVSPG stands for, and we are an organization of professionals who work with seniors and people with disabilities from a 7-county region here in the Susquehanna Valley. So what we do is we try to get together monthly and really learn about each other's businesses and what we can do to help the consumers in our backyards that really need the help from us. And then we also give out some community impact grants, which I think we're going to talk about. And then we also put together this resource guide in partnership with the Milton Standard Journal every year.
And you cover a pretty large territory.
That's correct. Yep. We started out, I think, kind of small and have grown ever since. The vision with River Valley, our founder was Rich Smith, and that was over 10 years ago now, was that this area really needed something like that. It wasn't about competition. There's enough business for everybody that we really needed to put our heads together and come up with what was going to be best for our seniors in our community.
And one of the reasons that this is probably important is because we have a large aging population in Pennsylvania, correct?
Absolutely, we do. Yep, right there behind Florida and a couple other states.
So tell us about your involvement in this, Art, and why this is important to you.
Diversified Construction provides home modification or home adaptation services to seniors and those with disabilities. We'll take tubs out of bathrooms and put roll-in showers in, stair glides, vertical platform lifts and ramps, all types of services to allow people to remain home as they age.
And that's something that you don't really think about as you're purchasing a home in your younger days, what you might experience later on in life. When those kind of things come up, what are some of the resources, some of the things that people are available to people as they kind of discover, hey, I need a shower instead of a bathtub?
That's the whole purpose of the resource guide. People don't always know what they need, or they might not know the difference between some different things. So what we've tried to do with the resource guide over the years, this is our 9th edition, is really try to separate that out, people. So we try to give a little description. A lot of times people think that they hear they need home health, but they don't know the difference between home health and home care. So what's the difference? So we try to explain those things and then break it up not only alphabetically, so if you know what you're looking for, you can go find it pretty quickly, but also by category. So it's like, oh, I do need home health. Well, here's a list of providers in my area.
Art and Melissa brought copies of the resource guide in this morning. It is 56 pages. 56 pages. So it's not something that is just very little.
That's right.
There's lots of stuff available for folks. If I'm interested in getting this guide, where might I find it?
Yep, you can. We'll leave some here at the station. We will also have some at each of the area agencies on aging. So each county has an area agency on aging, and they always have a huge supply. We also try to make sure we have them out at any senior or health fairs from our members. Our members are our best ambassadors of the guide. They always have them with them and are passing them out to get them in the consumer's hands, so the people that need the most can get them.
And it appears, too, that there is a website for the River Valley Senior Providers Group. Tell us if somebody wanted to look up something online, where they could go to do that.
Sure. Yep. We host that website through our PALink8.com, and that's the number 8. And if you go on there, there's a tab that says RVSPG, and you can click on there and receive a download a copy of the guide. There's membership forms on there. You can also see a list of events. One of the big things that we do is we try to share what's going on in the community. So there is a calendar of events from all of our members of things that are impacting seniors and people with disabilities. So you can jump on there and see if there's something that might be of interest, support groups, things like that.
So we talked somewhat about the construction aspect, that there might be things that seniors may not think about. As you look through this guide, what might be something in here that folks wouldn't think about that they might be dealing with as they age?
Well, Kevin, why don't I tell you real quickly about some of the things that people do think about and some that they don't think about. You know, Melissa has taken great pain to try and clump together our vast membership into some abbreviated categories. You know, we have over 120 members right now, and the services that our members provide include, are you ready, adult daycare, advocacy and counseling, Alzheimer's dementia care, the aging offices, community organizations, disability services, end-of-life care hospice, financial services, home care non-medical, home health care, home mods and improvements, independent senior living communities, inpatient rehabilitation services, insurance providers, legal services, med management, medical equipment, medical health care services, mental health, nursing facilities, outpatient therapy, personal care homes, assisted living facilities, safety and security, senior housing complexes, support groups, transportation, and veteran services. You know, we have quite an extensive veteran services network working with a veteran administrator in each county. They are a plethora of information for our veterans, and we are a good stopping off point for hooking people up with their veteran rep if they need it.
Yeah, and we really do try to come up with some things that people might not know about. For instance, this year we have a page devoted to grandparents raising grandchildren. Our area really is on the forefront of providing some services for that and having some support groups and some funds even available to help grandparents in those situations. So we devoted a page to that. We also understand that lots of consumers, lots of seniors who are on Medicare may not know about some subsidies that they might qualify for. So we put some information in here about the Apprise program, which is a free service for them. So we really tried to find some things that seniors may just not know that they need and that are out there so readily available.
You mentioned grandparents raising grandchildren. It strikes me, too, that while the book is designed for seniors, there may be folks who are dealing with aging parents and might be wondering what services might be available to them. So it really has a wider audience than just the senior.
Absolutely, yep. And we even touch on mental health services and providers and different things like that. So it's really worth a look from anybody's perspective.
So in addition to the new resource guide that the group has, you also are getting ready to present some community impact grants. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, we've been giving out community impact grants as a group for at least the last 6 years. My records go back through 2013, and since 2013, we've given out over $23,000. Now, I guess some groups can give out $23,000 with one check, but we're pretty proud of the fact that we've given out $23,000 over the last 6 years, given that we're just a small membership organization. We had collected fees for many years as membership dues. Our treasury built up just a little bit, and for the last 3 years, we've actually not collected any dues. But the Milton Standard Journal has been very generous with donation as a result of publication and advertising included in the resource guide, and that's sustained us through the years, too. So every year, we have to evaluate whether or not we're going to have membership dues, but for the last few years, we haven't. Anybody that is a full-fledged member And I said, we have over 120 right now. And filling out a one-page form is all it takes to be a member. But anybody who has filled out that one-page form can apply for a grant at the end of the year from us. And we have a grant application form. Maybe Melissa can tell you a little bit more about that. But we evaluate them as a board at the end of November, early December. And we have a hoedown in December with our biannual Christmas celebration and give out the community impact grants.
Yep, each December, that's one of our favorite meetings. This year we'll be at the Country Cupboard on December 17th. And in addition to having speakers, we also get to hear an update on all the grants that we gave the previous year. So it's been everything from, you name it. One year we purchased some identification badges for the supervisors that work out in the field so that they could be tracked. So if something would happen to them, they might not have cell phone coverage, but these really high-tech name tags can keep them safe and let people know where they're from. We've helped with the Santa to a Senior program. We have given things as simple as a sewing machine to one of the very small personal care homes so they could incorporate an activity and crafts where they made puppets and different things for younger children. So it was multi-generational. And it's been crazy what we've been able to do and the requests that we've seen over the years. And we're just always so happy to be able to make that happen for a couple of our members.
And is there, with the grants, is there an application deadline?
We will start sending out information. The grant deadline is November 30th at 5 o'clock. And we have the grant application is on the website. So if you go to PALink8.com, there's the membership form there if someone's interested in becoming a member. There's our contact information, and then there's also the grant application. So they'd be able to complete that and get it submitted as well.
So just about a month left to apply for those.
It's an easy process. We always tell our members that. Don't be scared of the application. Compared to most grants, it's pretty simplistic.
Any final thoughts, things we might not have touched on so far? This is a fantastic resource. Again, it's the River Valley Senior Providers Group Resource Guide. As I said, 56 pages of good information. Some advertisements in there, too, but that helps pay for it.
The 56 pages is also because it's really easy to read.
It is.
We have larger print in there.
Yep, very easy to read.
We thought it was worth the space to do that.
I can read it without my reading glasses. So.
Me too.
So any final thoughts before we wrap up here this morning?
No, we're just thankful for your time always, and the guides are going to be available from all of our members. Visit the PALink8.com for more information, and the Standard Journal also has copies of the guide if anyone would like them.
And you do this every year, so it gets updated with new information and other resources that might come available in the next year, too. So if you get it this year, make sure you look for it about this time next year, too.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Any final thoughts from you, Art?
Just a real quick tangent. I see that on your agenda you've got Karen Leonovich coming in tomorrow morning. Hopefully she'll touch on the massive changes that are going to take place January 1st with those on Medicaid and Medicare. The state is going to community health choices, and there's going to be three large managed care organizations. They're going to be taking care of all the Medicaid, Medicare issues for the aging. And your care providers are all going to need to be working with those managed care organizations. And a little bit of a heads up, please stay tuned tomorrow. I think probably Karen can talk a lot more about that with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much. Our guests this morning have been Art Thomas. He is the president of Diversified Construction and the president of MECTEC, and Melissa Bodorf, who's the lead link coordinator for the Aging and Disability Resource Center, and she is the president, and her picture is on page 5 in the book. So is Art. She's the president of the River Valley Senior Providers Group. So we thank you both for being here today and giving us information on this important resource for us here in the Central Susquehanna Valley.